In Hudson, Republican incumbent Mayor William Hollenbeck is trying to hold off a challenge from Tiffany Martin Hamilton for a two-year term. For a Hudson Valley city of about 6,600 residents, there are a lot of issues for the candidates to weigh in on. Hollenbeck says besides maintaining a balanced budget and keeping taxes low,
one of the biggest priorities we have right now is the Ferry Street Bridge, which is the gateway to our waterfront. It's the access to our waterfront and to a state-owned boat launch and a privately owned boat club. The condition has worsened over the years since 1904, and it's time that we replace that with what I've asked for from state and federal elected officials. Additional funding from them.
The DOT ordered the 110-year-old Ferry Street Bridge closed last May. Hamilton co-founded the citizen action group Hudson Forward. She's running on the Democratic and Working Families Party lines and believes the city needs a concise waterfront development program.
Right now we have not only the loss of opportunities, but also by having that bridge closed, we have a safety issue because our only other crossing to the South Bay is at grade crossing to train tracks. And if you are having a problem in the river or down at the waterfront, that delay could be catastrophic. One of my very first projects would be to move things forward for the restructuring and opening of the Ferry Street Bridge.
Mayor Hollenbeck says he's been able to keep taxes at reasonable levels and has increased the city's fund balance and revenues by over $1 million. Hamilton says she's also concerned about taxes and the city budget.
We have sunk costs, contractual costs, that are already increasing every year regardless. So what are we giving up in exchange for that low tax increase? Is it that we are suffering in terms of the services that we're receiving as city residents? What's the offset? It's really never been clearly defined for any of us.
Hamilton adds Hollenbeck hasn't discussed any increases he may have in mind for 2016. A thorny issue that has dogged the city, what to do about the Fergari, a dozen or so century-old shanties located along the Hudson River at what once was Hudson's North Bay, which had been handed down generation to generation for fishing and socializing. Before Hollenbeck became mayor, the city did a land swap with the state to acquire 14.5 acres, including the Fergari land, so a sewage treatment plant could be renovated. The North Dock Tin Boat Association lost its appeal of a 2011 decision dismissing its property ownership under adverse possession or squatter's rights on a legal technicality. Hollenbeck says it would be too costly to bring the shacks up to code. A fence was put up blocking the public from the area. Hollenbeck is waiting for the Common Council to take action.
And I pleaded with them to do something because of the fact that our residents and taxpayers have the right to go on that land, and right now they can't because of the stability of the shacks that exist.
Hamilton says there is community interest in some sort of preservation effort.
The overall feeling is that we are rushing toward demolition of the buildings, either raising them or demolition by neglect, which will result in raising them.
Hamilton adds the Fergari is part of the culture and history of Hudson and as such eligible for state and national historical designations.
There has to be funding to do it. The questions are, what does the preservation effort look like and how will it be funded?
Hamilton feels a collective community effort could save the local landmark. Another issue in the campaign, parking, especially in the area surrounding Columbia Memorial Hospital. Last year, Hollenbeck tried to establish a residential parking system modeled after one in Albany. The idea didn't pan out when lawmakers couldn't agree.
I had an idea of working with a private developer, which I reached out to in regards to taking a lot that we have for parking and turning that into a 2-3-story tier parking garage. The cost, though, was astronomical. It was $17,000 a parking spot, and we were looking at about 200 vehicles in that lot. We continue to work on ideas on how we can make parking easier for our visitors and our residents, and that includes in the business district.
Hamilton favors a pilot parking permit system, perhaps augmented by meters on certain streets, but then suggests parking may not really be as huge a problem as is being portrayed.
I've had another business owner last week tell me that they had more than 200 people come in the weekend before, and not one person complained about parking. So I think that there's an issue of personal perspective on this. So it can be difficult. I think for anyone that's been in Hudson for a long time, it's certainly more difficult than it is in the past, but it's not something that's unlivable at this point.
Hamilton sees a need for a task force to study the situation and develop a plan for the city. Voters will decide Tuesday, November 3rd. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.